Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal, bringing you news and analysis of world events in light of Bible prophecy. Dr. Teal, are there really black swan disaster type threats to the United States from earthquakes and volcanoes?
Absolutely. Consider what would happen if the United States was hit by the big one. And what if there's more than one? This spring, Michael Snyder posted, a new vent has opened at the Yellowstone supervolcano, and it could erupt at any time. And more than three dozen volcanoes recently erupted in various places. There's been more than 850 earthquakes in Nevada and California within a week of when he wrote this. And he said that the volcano at Yellowstone could instantly turn out our lives upside down, make our country uninhabitable for an extended period of time. And people have been wondering when this might happen. They wonder if it could trigger what they call a volcano winter and cause a horrifying global famine. Now, Israel 365 News actually put out, there's a study that came out from the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, and they're worried about something called the Cascadia Subduction Zone. And they say that a quake there could cause land to sink as much as 6.5 feet. Now, this is a big area. This subduction zone runs 700 miles from Vancouver Island in Canada down to California's Cape Mendocino. It's part of the Ring of Fire, 25,000-mile Horseshoe Lake region that has a Pacific Ocean. And this is the area that's got more volcanoes and earthquakes. And, for example, you know, this particular one affects California, Washington, Oregon, and Alaska to a degree. And most of the earthquakes in the world hit there. And he said that if a cataclysmic earthquake hits the West Coast, the Cascadia subduction zone will likely be the culprit. The largest earthquake in continental United States, by the way, was caused by a shift in the subduction zone back in the year 1700. And that generated tsunamis so large from our coast that it actually damaged villages all the way into Japan.
Wow. Would the occurrence of any of those events cause a black swan event that might totally disrupt the economics and political situation of the entire planet?
Oh, absolutely. A massive earthquake in this zone would be potentially devastating. Now, Snyder added something else, by the way. He said that the greatest earthquake in the history of the continental United States occurred on the New Madrid Fault. Now, that's in the middle of the country. Now, that was in 1811 and in 1812. There was a series of catastrophic earthquakes that were so powerful, they jolted people all the way up into Canada. These quakes made the Mississippi River, the mighty Mississippi, run backwards.
Wow.
And it actually made church bells ring in Boston. It was even felt at the White House. And now millions of Americans live by this New Madrid fault zone. And most don't think anything about this geological scar. But it's still there. And it is a major threat. Now, in California, we got small earthquakes pretty much every day. But it's the San Andreas fault that gets the most attention. And they published a study back in 2006. They said it's got enough stress to cause an earthquake of magnitude of 7.0 or greater on the Richter scale to occur. And they say that we're going to have more and more of these issues. But since that came out, we haven't seen it yet. It says, but all the data suggests the fault is ready for the next big earthquake. Exactly when the trigger will happen, and they can't tell. It says it could be tomorrow, could be 10 years from now. And then I mentioned that Cascadia subduction zone. That maybe that could trigger it.
Okay.
And so they keep trying to predict it, but they don't know what's going to happen. But despite previous forecasts of when it's going to be or not be, some say that we're going to have major earthquake damage and or volcanic damage very soon.
Two questions, Dr. Teal. Does the Bible mention these types of black swan disaster events? And if so, does it give us a time frame for these occurrences?
Well, Jesus prophesied in Mark chapter 13, verse 8, there'll be earthquakes in various places, so not always where we expect them. And there's going to be troubles And he said, these are the beginning of sorrows. Now, the beginning of sorrows happens before the Great Tribulation, and I believe we're in the beginning of sorrows now. Now, in Matthew chapter 24, verse 21, Jesus warned after that, for then there'll be great tribulation. Has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no nor ever shall be. So what's going to happen is going to be worse than people have seen before. Now, as far as the really, really big earthquake in the Bible, you have to go to Revelation chapter 16. Starting in verse 18, we read, and there were noises and thunderings and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake. Such a great and mighty earthquake has not occurred since men were on the earth. Now the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell. And the great Babylon was remembered before God to give her the cup of the wine of her fierceness and his wrath. Verse 20, then every island fled away, and mountains were not found. Now this is so big that the cities of the nations fall, mountains will be leveled, and islands will flee away. That seems to be the biggest earthquake that will ever hit the planet with humans on it. Now, despite the view of people called preterists who say these things have happened, that's simply nonsense.
For a magnitude comparison, would the earthquake of Revelation 16 be equivalent to one of the earthquakes seismologists are warning about?
Yeah, I think it'd actually be bigger because it may be a combination of things that cause it. It's going to be bigger than what the usual experts have believed was possible. And also, changes to the Earth's core and magnetic fields may also be geological factors God's going to use to trigger such a quake. But I should note that the biggest of all earthquakes is going to happen toward the end of what's called the Day of the Lord, which probably cannot happen prior to the year 2031. Okay, probably 2032 may be the earliest at this stage. Anyway, for years, I've warned that the United States of America could be hit with a perfect storm of events and disasters that could weaken it during the beginning of sorrows, so it make it easier for it to be taken over at the start of the Great Tribulation.
Are you suggesting a perfect storm of black swan disaster events may somehow lead to the military takeover of the United States?
You could say that, but consider the impact of any so-called natural disasters as receiving curses from God. For example, in Deuteronomy chapter 28, starting in verse 15, the word of God says, but it shall come to pass, if you don't obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments and the statutes which I command you today, then these curses are going to overcome you. Curse should be in the city, curse in the country, curse in the basket, curse kneading bowl, curse the fruit of the body, produce of your land. Cursed shall you be when you come in, when you go out. Verse 20, God will send upon you cursing, confusion, and rebuke, and all your hand will do until you're destroyed and until you perish quickly because of the wickedness you've done which you've forsaken me. Verse 21, the Lord will make the plague cling to you until you're consumed from the land you're going to possess. The Lord will strike you with consumption, fever, inflammation, severe burning, with the sword, with scorching, with mildew. They shall pursue and you'll perish. The heavens over you shall be bronze, and the earth below you iron. God will rain down, change the rain of your land to powder and dust. Verse 25, the Lord will cause you to be defeated before your enemies. You'll go out one way against them, flee seven ways before them. You'll become troublesome to all the kingdoms of the earth. End quote.
So then, are you further suggesting that these curses from the Bible refer to the United States?
Many descendants of Israel live in the United States, and I'm holding up a free book we have, which is available at ccog.org, called Lost Tribes and Prophecies. And this explains, based on prophecies in your Bible, things that are going to affect the United States, the people of the British Commonwealth, as well as other nations around the world. It talks about the identity from the Bible of where people came from and explains how, for example, the United States, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, the United Kingdom are going to be affected, but also Europe, Asia, Africa, South America, etc. It goes in depth in that. Anyway, it's called Lost Tribes and Prophecies. So that'll help people better identify that. But furthermore, within the United States, we have to consider that the debt situation is putting U.S. for being unable to recover should it be hit by weather problems, earthquakes, terrorist acts, riots, genetically modified foods, etc. Now, these are consistent with what Jesus talked about. And when these things happen, it'll make it much easier to be taken over. I mean, you know, remember the devastation that hit New Orleans by Hurricane Katrina. Mm-hmm. And the 2025 fires in Southern California. Multiply these by other disasters. USA is at risk. Now, as far as Yellowstone, by the way, which is in the United States, goes, Dr. Michio Kaku, who I met, by the way, once wrote, "Scientists assure us that one day absolute massive Yellowstone supervolcano will once again experience a Category 8 eruption. And if it happened today, it would literally tear the guts out of the United States of America. Instead of having 50 states of the Union, we'd have 30 states of the Union." Okay, so you know, these are serious and real risks. So that being said, if all these things happen, this will weaken the United States and make it susceptible to conquering, which, according to Daniel 11:39, is going to happen.
What does Daniel 11:39 have to say about the United States?
It says that the coming European king of the north, otherwise known as the beast, will conquer the land that has the strongest fortresses and divide the land for gain. Well, the strongest fortresses, the strongest military in this century belong to the United States. The Bible is also clear that God controls the weather and various calamities. For example, in Amos chapter 3, verse 6 and 7, it says, "If there's a calamity in the city, will not the Lord have done it? Surely the Lord does nothing unless he reveals his secret to his servant, the prophets." And again, it's one of the reasons I'm holding up this, you know, recommending this book, which is available free at ccog.org as an ebook, to learn more about what those prophecies are. So the Bible prophesies or promises blessings for people who obey and curses for those who don't. And, you know, people think weather and natural events are just random, that they're not.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, the United States needs repentance. And it says in Acts 17, verse 30, God commands all men everywhere to repent. Weather issues and natural disasters are things God uses to tell people, look, you just need to pay attention. Things are going to keep going as they were. We need to be willing and able to change. But most people tend to ignore the signs that are out there. Now, in the New Testament, of course, we mentioned about the big earthquake from the New Testament. There's also volcano stuff in the New Testament I'm not going to get to right now. But New Testament, Jesus, after going through signs with the beginning of sorrows and the Great Tribulation, said, Luke 21, starting verse 34, "But take heed to yourself, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and the cares of this life, that the day comes upon you unexpectedly. For it's going to become as a snare on those who dwell on the face of the whole earth." Verse 36. "Watch therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass." They will come to pass. "And to stand before the Son of Man." This is the time to get your spiritual house in order, spiritual life in order. Hopefully you're doing that. In order to be, quote, counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man, you need to get your spiritual life in order. You need not only to watch, but also to pray and change, as you can read in 2 Timothy 2:15 through 16. The time of disasters, which Jesus called tribulation, beyond that we've ever seen, are coming. Believe what the Bible teaches. There are many biblical signs related to the Great Tribulation, Jesus' return, that few understand today.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.